Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm the original Jonathan.
I'm the only Chris.
And I am John Ethan.
Oh, no. John Ethan.
John Ethan. Ethan.
You have too many first names. We've got John Ethan Carlisle is here. Four first names. Jonathan Carlisle's back. Welcome, Jonathan.
Nice to be here for Ethan.
We haven't actually had any, because no one ever says my name on this podcast. The only person that says it is David, calls me John. It drives me nuts. So.
Yep. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
We're in minute 74. We're deep in it. Minute begins with Krieger pestering Ethan and ends with Krieger holding the knock disc, toward Ethan.
Ethan, man down. Are you contacting your buyer?
Is that what he says?
He's Krieger's got a major case of FOMO.
Yeah.
In this scene, he wants to be involved. He was just watching soccer, sports stuff in the other room 2 seconds ago. Ethan started using the Bible as much as anyone uses the Bible. He's using the Bible to contact Max on his laptop, and Krieger comes in and is like, Ethan, excuse me. Mr. Hunt. And that Hunt doesn't even sound like Hunt. It sounds like, he's like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Hunt. He's got the major case of the FOMOs, and he wants Ethan to listen to him. So he walks over, and he pushes the Bible on the floor.
Oh, my God. Sacrilege.
Chris, we're going to lose Texas listeners.
I think we've already lost Texas listeners.
Probably.
A long time ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Except for maybe my mom and dad, you know.
No, I see the results. We're getting a lot of good Texas buzz. That's people love good. It in Texas.
That's awesome.
And this, we're going to get the Jonathan Carlisle Michigan bump here too.
That's right.
And I'm in Illinois, so it's all good.
The thing that makes me more nervous about that push of the Bible is I think the Bible can handle it. It's fine, but he sets his drink down right next to it and then pushes the Bible. Like every time I watch this minute, I'm expecting his arm to slam into his drink and everything's going to go everywhere.
All over the computer and the knock list.
Yeah.
I think that's just because we're the kind of people that have to talk all the time, and so we're really used to having computers next to liquids, and we're always like, oh, that liquid's way too close.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're hypersensitive to liquids near the thing that makes the thing that we like, which is podcasts. We're like, oh, no. I'm the same way with my kids, too. I'm like, that bottle's too close to the edge. That really tall glass of milk that you have perched right on the edge of a table, and I'm like, can we just, move everything back?
Yeah, I do that with mine too. I'm just like, nope, don't put it on the edge of the table. I don't like that. And with him, I'm like, don't even put it next to the computer because I know you're going to drop it.
And now I'm imagining Krieger just completely just pouring his drink all over the computer and just looking at Ethan and saying, messy.
Messy.
Messy. That's, you guys thought that's what it sounded like. I'm now only going to think of that is what it is.
It is what it is.
From now on, you've actually changed my view on what it is. So it's now messy.
I have to put on the closed captionings on it next time.
It's mercy. I've read it in the book. Unfortunately, this week, there might not be much use for the book. The book hasn't really gone that much different than what's going on in the movie. So,
is that a novelization of the movie, or is that something that's kind of same but separate?
Jonathan, I'm glad you asked. This is for all the people that have not heard of this and only came on because you heard Jonathan Carlisle was going to be on. We have the novelization of the movie, but is based on previous scripts, not the shooting script. So it has a little more detail.
That's what I was going to say. Is there not an innuendo-filled fight in this between Ethan and Krieger? It seems rife for it.
We'll get to that.
Well, I would say that I did watch this movie before I watched the minutes that you sent me. And I was kind of pleased that overall that there wasn't a lot of sexy shenanigans, something I had to sit down and watch with my kids. Not that there isn't like a sex appeal to the characters or anything, but they certainly don't go full James Bond with it or anything like that.
Something that is from the book, we had talked about this safe house earlier. This is actually in a building near Waterloo Station, and the safe house is a cover as a travel agency.
Oh, so that's what all the posters in the back are for.
Yeah, that's starting to all make sense. Although it's kind of a ratty travel agency. It's kind of, now that I look at it, it's not a safe house. It's more of an office.
Yeah.
It's just ratty.
Wasn't that what James Bond had? Wasn't he like some travel agency or something like that with his office cover?
What?
James Bond, his...
Oh yeah, well, no, that was Universal Exports.
Universal Exports, that's what it was.
Yeah. They were a shipping company.
They're a shipping company. That's right.
In the import export business, I believe.
As they all are.
Trash business.
Hold on, I'm looking for sexy stuff about Krieger. You guys keep going. I'll just edit this part.
Sexy stuff about Krieger.
Sexy stuff about Krieger. That's your title for the episode right there.
Guys, this is our core sexy demographic. Stuff. We're going after people that want sexy stuff about Jean Reno.
Speaking of him, what does he say at the very beginning of this minute? Your he says your contact something? Or are you contacting your buyer? Or what is he? I thought he was saying
contacting your buyer.
Is that what he says? Okay. I thought he was saying your contact any of value or something. I don't know.
Well, you have a real blind spot for this stuff.
I do. I don't get him.
I just don't get what he's laying down.
No.
It's the accent.
Nope. There's nothing good. No smut. There's no Krieger. There's no Krieger smut in the book about this. Sorry to have not done my homework and looked at this earlier. I looked at it a little bit, but everything seemed like they were just explaining what was happening instead of actually showing it. And this, there's not much said, but you know, Ethan's moving around his hands a bunch.
Moving on.
Krieger is now mad that he's not going to get to meet Max because Ethan says that his contact is twitchy. Also, Krieger doesn't know who Max is. He's not said who Max is. So that shows a huge difference in the way this IMF worked and the IMF team from the beginning of the movie. Yeah. This IMF is based out of necessity, whereas the other one was much closer.
That's true.
Yeah, and so now if we can assume Krieger doesn't know, that probably means Luther doesn't know as of right now.
Yeah.
In the future, we know he will obviously come to trust Luther, but right now he's just in the same boat as Krieger. He's just a hired gun.
Yeah.
Although I will say that I respect Luther because, as we see in this minute when camera pulls back and stuff, that he has his drink, but it is sufficiently far away from his workspace and it is in a canteen, so it's not going to spill. He's thumbs up for me.
Hey guys, Minute Impossible is big on liquid awareness. We'd like everyone to look at their computer right now. And if there is a glass within, let's just say, a foot, take your thumb and your pinky and extend them as much as you can. If your drink is closer than that to anything electric in your house, maybe move it away. This has been a special announcement from Minute Impossible.
PSA from Minute Impossible.
Liquid awareness, kids. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jonathan. Doctor.
Ethan.
Also in this scene, little fashion talk. Ethan is wearing a deep V powder blue shirt and a leather jacket. It is very 2016, 2017. I have seen people in Chicago walk around in this outfit.
I think we find out next minute that jacket is very loud.
Oh, is it? Well, because he starts doing his Art Carney / hand sleight of hand motions, so he's moving his hands a lot.
Yeah, I mean we can talk about that next minute. Although I don't really have much to say except that there's a lot of like jacket squeaking and stuff in the sound mix.
you know, there's some ADR person.
The ADR of this movie. It's our second favorite thing to Emilio Estevez.
Oh
no, that jacket is too big. You need a smaller, tinier jacket.
Oh, he's wearing Claire's clothes.
Claire's wearing his clothes, apparently, too.
That's her blouse he's wearing.
That is a blouse.
It's a sweater. It's like
a lady's shirt.
It's a blue V-neck sweater. In 1996, maybe you wore that in France. I don't know. Jean Reno probably is like, hey, it looks pretty good to me. Ethan, may I borrow your shirt? Ethan, I am just angry because you are wearing the powder blue shirt when obviously we talked about this and I am a spring and will look better in it. You are a fall and must wear darker colors, like the shirt I am wearing.
If you do not give it to me, I will kill you.
I'm going to show you by putting my drink extremely close to your laptop. Now I can't not see that.
It's sort of like that episode of Friends where Ross wears the lady's sweater.
Yes.
Our lady's blouse, that's all I can think of when I see this shirt.
Well, that's all I can think of now.
There you go.
Krieger thinks he has the knock list, and he is holding it up at Ethan saying, I've got the knock list. I'm in charge now. Luther's standing over to the right, working on something with his electronics. He's got on his cool, what is that thing? that goes on his head?
The magnified glasses.
Oh, the little mag, like a someone who paints Civil War figures. That's what I think you would wear on your face. So like a hobbyist magnifying visor.
I bought a really cheap pair of those one time because I thought I might use them for something, and they were really cheap, so they didn't really last very long, and I couldn't take it. I guess if you're doing the right kind of thing, you might need them, but it was weird having those right in front of my face. It was different than wearing glasses.
Also, we all wear glasses, so we're all, the bane of us is another pair of glasses on top of our glasses. So 3D's out, binoculars suck. Anything with another focal length added to your eyes.
That's why I've got clip-on 3D glasses, because I just can't do those glasses.
Clip-on 3Ds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that made my...
I go to the movies that much.
I think that might be tech of the app for Jonathan.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Tell everybody we can buy them.
I got them with my TV.
Oh.
And then I can take them to... They work in the movie theater, too.
Oh, that's cool.
This episode of Minute Impossible brought to you by Topo Chico and clip-on 3D glasses.
Clip-on 3D glasses.
And I may be the only one drinking Topo Chico, but I'm just...
Yeah, I got regular water here.
And Jonathan's from Michigan, so he has no idea what I'm talking about. Topo Chico.
Mineral water.
Is that what it is?
It is a Mexican mineral water, and it's fantastic. Oh. So this minute ends with Jean Reno giving an ultimatum, and we see a real quick shot of Ethan getting something out of a briefcase.
His finger?
hey, I got this for you. Let me turn it up.
It's the bird. But I do like the shot that they pull here from where they were sitting there with Krieger. It's this great pullback dolly shot that De Palma does. It's just really, really nice to reveal the whole room and Luther and everything.
Yeah. Brings all four characters back into it.
That's the beauty of the widescreen. If you watch this on HBO in the 90s, it was like there is Jean Reno and half of Ethan Hunt and...
You didn't even know Luther was there.
You didn't even know Luther was there, exactly.
So we've added Luther back in. Claire's watching from the background. Luther is trying to ignore it.
Yeah. Luther looks like he's about to go out on a night of the town or something with his outfit.
Man, Luther's sharp.
Yeah, he is sharp. He's like the Lando of this group.
Yeah, Luther's dressed nice. He didn't have a cape, though.
No, he needs a space cape.
And that's where this minute ends. It's a great place to talk about Tech of the Ep. Let's load Tech of the Ep. Here we go. Loading... All right, this tech all takes place in one very small room. So, Jonathan, we're going to put you on the spot first because you're our guest.
Yeah, I'm totally going with those clip-on 3D glasses.
What? Okay, we talked about them, so that counts. Everyone, we're going to put a link in our website for clip-on 3D glasses. All of you that have...
I'll take a picture of them and put them on there.
All of you that wear glasses, this is a way for you to watch 3D movies without getting a headache. Maybe. I don't know. But Chris Ramirez from the Minute Impossible podcast is endorsing something.
3D glasses that clip onto my glasses. Yes, right. They're very nice. They're like sunglasses, but they're 3D.
Yeah, I got it. I've seen A Different World. I know what Dwayne Wayne looks like.
Yes, it's like Dwayne Wayne glasses, but with 3D. So you go into the movie, you don't have to wear those stupid little plastic glasses. Unless you're wearing IMAX, you know, then IMAX you have to wear the special.
Do you have clip-on IMAX glasses?
No, I do not. Not yet, but I'll find them. We're getting an IMAX, so I'm excited.
It'd be like a whole visor or something. Drop it down.
Oh, like the visor Luther's wearing.
Yeah, which is going to be my tech of the app, is Luther's visor.
Oh, let's talk about it. You like Luther's visor?
Yes, I do.
All right. My tech of the app is Luther's thermos, keeping his liquids away from his desk. Although, Jonathan, now that I'm looking at it, it is precariously close to the edge.
Yep.
It's going to fall off that desk.
Yes, that's true. But I think it's kind of, it's almost kind of tucked around the corner on that column so that he will not easily knock it off.
Yeah, it is out of his reach. And it also, if it does fall, it will hurt no electronics.
This is like a parental fatherly tech of the app, because we're all like, well, you know, we don't want the water as close to the electronics, kids. Now, move them away.
We don't want water next to the electronics. We want clip-on glasses so you don't get headaches when you watch movies.
And we need the bifocal little glasses so we can look at little things and fix them.
Yeah, this was the old man cast.
Old man cast, exactly.
All of us have children. All of us want our children to be safe. Yep. And you, our listeners...
And away from our equipment.
...are like our children. And we want you guys to be safe as well.
And away from our equipment.
And kids, don't touch anybody else's equipment.
It's daddy stuff. Leave it alone. Go play your Xbox.
Well, great. We've wrapped up this episode, and we'll come back tomorrow and wrap up this week with Jonathan Carlisle. Jonathan, thank you again for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow, correct? Unless you spill something on your computer.
No, yes, I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll keep everything far enough away from the electronics, but not close enough to the edge. It's a delicate balance.
We're on a tightrope of emotion right now. If you'd like to talk more about where drinks should go on tables and how close they should be to electronics, please join us on the Minute Impossible Force on Facebook, or you can also join us on Twitter at MinImpossible. You can also email us at MinuteImpossible@gmail.com if you've got any ideas for, I don't care. You can also email us at MinuteImpossible@gmail.com. Until tomorrow's episode, where we say goodbye to Jonathan.
You're going to say to Chris, huh?
We're saying goodbye to Chris, too, because he's being fired. He doesn't know it yet. We always fire on a Friday, so it's a lot easier. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
And I've been Ethan and Jonathan.
You've been Ethan?
Yes.
John Ethan.
Ethan. John Ethan.
Ethan. Ethan. Ethan.
This minute will self-destruct.
It is a Mexican mineral water, and it's fantastic.
Oh, gives you the runs and everything.
No. Nice. It's not just bottled Mexican water. It's
That's what they want you to think. We give it to the stupid Americans.
What is that? That's French.
It's Spanish French, like Jean Reno.
You're Spanish. Why can't you do the accent?
I don't like to do the accent. It always comes out. It always comes out with like that Slowpoke Rodriguez one. Yes, I'm doing the accent. How are you?
Yikes.
I'm really tired.
Let's stop doing stuff we can't put on the podcast. Stop it.
Where's my corn?
No, we're not doing this. None of this is going on there.
I want my corn with the mayonnaise.
You're wasting time.